This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've got a global pandemic in a global economy, so we are making some calls to people who are making a go of it, not here. It's for our series, What's Up, World?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, world?
Of the places dealing with the coronavirus, which is most of the places, Taiwan is among the most successful. It's seen only a fraction of the cases other countries have, a much lower death total, and so the Taiwanese economy hasn't been shut down the way ours and a whole lot of others have, although that's not to say it's business as usual. Arvin Chen is an American filmmaker. He is based in Taipei, Taiwan. Arvin, thanks for coming on.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. Good, thanks. And how's it going with you, I guess, is the question, right? When you go out and you're out and about, what does it look like on the ground there?
You know, it's I describe it as disturbingly normal. You know, like I live in Taipei in the downtown area, and you know, besides people wearing face masks and, you know, occasional temperature checks and some sanitizer spray when you walk into certain restaurants, you know, in stores, it's pretty much life is normal, which is, again, disturbing, but I guess slightly comforting.
Yeah, I get that on both counts. Back up for a minute. When you walk into a restaurant, so you can actually go and sit down and have a meal, yeah?
All restaurants are pretty much open here. Public transportation is up and running. Stores are open. I mean, we never had a full lockdown here. There is like social distancing where, like, you know, seating has changed and stuff like that. But more local restaurants, it looks pretty much exactly as it always did.
Near as you can tell, the economic impact has been what?
I think compared to the U.S., which is my closest comparison that I can make because my family still lives in the U.S., not that bad. You know, like people still go to work, not that many work from home cases. I think the thing that's really been hit hard is tourism. Like, you can't enter Taiwan unless you're a national. And even if you're a national, you get quarantined for 14 days. So there's no tourism.
Let's talk about you for a minute. You're a director, you're a filmmaker. What has this done to you?
I was supposed to shoot a movie here in April, and that's not happening anytime soon. These movies are smaller budget, so we do shoot in like actual locations, meaning we need to rent out, you know, restaurants and hotels and hospitals. So I think people are still very weary of, you know, 50 to 100 crew members coming into locations. So for me personally, as a director, that all that stuff is on standby right now, where we're just going to see how it is. Like, every month we kind of like could, you know, get, should take a look at it and see like, is it going to get better? Is it going to get better where like we can feel like we could produce again? I also do some work in LA, back in the States, as like a writer. So that stuff, in a weird way, hasn't stopped. And it's probably even picked up a little bit more because all you can do right now is develop and write. So I guess physical production, you know, directing, stuff like that has basically put on hold. But then the writing stuff, you know, developing projects, that stuff has been moving, if nothing else, even faster.
Is there talk in Taiwan of things getting back to normal? I mean, some of the talk here, as I'm sure you know by talking to your family, there's going to be like a new normal, right? So what's that conversation in Taiwan?
I mean, I think in Taiwan, it's always been this, you know, we've never had it. Again, the outbreak hasn't been that bad where people really had to stay at home completely. So I think that never really hit us here yet. And I think the new normal for most people is just that, okay, well, face masks are going to have to be a constant now. And probably, you know, certain types of hygiene, social distancing, stuff like that is going to be a constant. But I think the U.S. is going to have, I mean, it's definitely going to have a harder time adapting to whatever that new normal is, if there is going to have to be a new normal.
Right. Arvin Chen, he's a filmmaker, director. We got him in Taipei, Taiwan. Arvin, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
And thanks so much for having me.